Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2011, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
The actress June Spencer is a legend. She's been in The Archers for 60 years now, and you know her as Peggy Woolley. June was born in Nottingham in 1919, an only child. Her father was a salesman for a biscuit firm, and she had to spend a lot of her childhood caring for her mum, who took to her invalid's bed early on in her life. Neither of her parents wanted June to take to the stage, but her determination won out, and she joined the local Amdram Society in 1942, and shortly afterwards got work with the BBC. She played several parts on The Archers, when it first started, being surprised by the fame and attention it brought to her, but loving the show right from the start. And 60 years on, she still does. And if her professional life has seemed easy, then her personal life has not. She nursed but lost her husband to Alzheimer's and her son David to alcoholism. She lives a quiet life in Surrey and will be 92 this year. We salute a radio institution and we say, June Spencer, these are your Inheritance Tracks.
The track that I inherited is I'll See You Again by Noel Coward.
I'll see you again whenever spring breaks through again.
My mother used to sing it, and I used to accompany her on the piano. And it's a very nostalgic sort of song. I just love it, and she loved it too, so I feel it's a link between us.
This sweet memory
across the years will come to me. Though my world may go awry, in my heart will ever lie just the echo of a sigh.
Just the echo of a sigh.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We were a very happy family, yes. My father used to sing me to sleep. He used to sing, I'm forever blowing bubbles. And I passed by your window when the morning was red.
Learning scales will never seem so sweet again.
When I was very small, there was no television, virtually no radio, so people made their own music. Both my parents sang, they had nice voices. And my mother was a very good mandolinist as well. But they used to have musical evenings. I used to listen when I lay in bed. And then when I got older and could accompany her, that's what I used to do.
Why should I feel so sad, treasuring the memory of these days all the way?
I continued playing until I was 16, when I was taking an exam each year, and then I gave up because my mother wasn't well and couldn't stand the sound of 4 hours of arpeggios and studies, and I wouldn't have made a pianist anyway, my hands are too small.
Time may lie heavy between.
Then when I had 2 children to cope with, I couldn't keep up my practice, and I found in the end that I couldn't play as well as I could when I was 12, so I thought it's time to stop, I think.
Your dear memory throughout my life.
I think Peggy would like this song. I think she's quite a sentimental old thing, yes.
Though my world has gone awry.
There are so many people over the years, both in and out of the programme, that I've lost. I know that the spirit lives on. I hope that I will see them again, fervently.
Goodbye.
The music that I like to pass on is the Brooke Violin Concerto. It brings back memories to me of sitting with my husband and friends on our terrace in Menorca. We decided we wouldn't put lights on. We would just sit in the moonlight and see the moon shimmering across the sea and listen to this lovely music. And it was pure magic. my husband, Roger, had the slow developing kind of Alzheimer's for some years. It was getting worse and worse. And then one day he suddenly just dropped dead. And it was some months after that that the editor of the Archers said, we want to do an Alzheimer's story in the programme, and we think Jack Woolley would be the most likely person to get it. And I said, well, I think it's an excellent idea, because Alzheimer's wasn't talked about very much. It didn't get much publicity. And the plight of the carers as well, I felt, was something that should be brought into the open. It wasn't difficult for me, because when I go into the studio, I'm Peggy. And when I come out again, I'm June. It was when I listened to the scenes at home that I sometimes found it very poignant, and I would think, yes, I went through that particular scene with Roger. I don't think my daughter is particularly into classical music. My son was. He loved opera particularly. He was a dancer, and so he was used to all the beautiful ballet music. So I know he would have loved this lovely music. And my own family is very small. One daughter, one daughter-in-law, and one granddaughter in Australia. So really, I have a sort of ready-made huge family in the Archers, and they're all such lovely friends. And it is a tremendous, rewarding part of my life. I'm not Peggy, no. She's somebody who sort of runs parallel to me. She's just somebody I know, and I'm fond of her. But that's it. I'm not Peggy.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.